Told me that at one time Filipinos were not allowed to fish, that there was a ban on fishing in Pinas.
Yeah, at the time when I remember when even when we just first came here in 1931, my mom and I, my father used to sneak us down to the beach, you know, because aliens weren't allowed to go fishing on the beach. And then they became more lenient. You could go, but you had to use certain kind of fishing gear. You couldn't, the Filipino couldn't throw net. They couldn't do this, they couldn't do that. What's the sense, you know?
That was really something. They were really afraid, weren't they? Scared, yeah?
Scared, probably, that we were going to take all the fish or what. But it has been, at the time, fish was plentiful, and it was still plentiful up until about 10 years ago, let's see. Then, of course, everything became commercial. All kinds of fish became commercial. You could sell all kinds of fish. And then there was no regulation on what size, what kind of fish you can catch to sell. So it became less and less and less until finally they woke up and they put taboos, but, you know, too late.
So the fishing is not so good anymore?
Not really. Of course, like last summer, there are times when, like last summer, there was, the bay was going crazy with fish. That was, but then again, you may have about 5 years without any fish at all, you know. I mean, there are fish in a bay, but not what you would call like we had last summer. Real crazy. Fish were running wild all over. The whole bay area was, see, the shore side was just loaded with fish.
Would they, you mean dead fish would wash up, or they'd just be?
No, live fish. They'd come around, hang around in schools. One school here, another school there, another school there.
You go fishing yourself?
I go with my husband.
Help him throw? Throw net? Can you throw the net?
No, not on the sea. He always has somebody else to do that. But if we go, like if we go down to the river, I'll go with him. I'll row the boat, he'll throw the net, you know.
Have you ever ever been in a situation where you almost died? On the ocean, anything like that?
On the ocean? No.
Or any place. Yeah. It came to mind because I was like, you can get in trouble in the ocean. Was there ever a time when you thought you were going to die? You said, this is it?
No, not that I can remember. Of course, there have been several times when I've fallen in the water and, you know, I don't know how to swim. You don't know, but I don't know how to swim. But I didn't really think I would drown. I mean, it just never entered my mind, you know, at that time. But maybe afterwards, you know, you say, oh, I could have drowned, you know. Thank God I didn't. But I have never yet come to such a point where I think I wouldn't come back alive, come out of it alive.
There was someone to rescue you.
Well, all the time, because I never go alone, knowing that I don't know how to swim, you know. And Ricardo would have a fit if he ever heard that I'd gone on the water alone.
Yeah. Well, I don't suppose you can do it.
Mm-hmm. I think I should have more sense than to go alone, you know, if you don't know how to swim.
You know, a lot of people have that experience. They get into a situation where they really came close to being killed. It's happened to me time or two. Once when I was very young, and I was hit by a car. Well, I didn't even know, you know, I don't even remember the scene. I have a picture of it in my mind's eye because my mother recreated it, you know, but I had forgotten it completely. I just forgot.
You're probably too, you were too young.
I was only six then. But things like that happen. What do you believe happens? You're Catholic, of course. This question is probably doesn't have an answer that I know already. But what do you believe happens after you die?
I don't know. I have never really thought about it. You know? I've always thought, you know, when you're dead, you're dead. I mean, I have never heard of anyone coming back alive, you know.
What ghosts? There sure are a lot of ghost stories.
Ghost stories? Yeah. What's the difference between a ghost and a spirit?
Spirits, well, you know.
It's some people, they say they have seen ghosts. I don't believe I have. But unless you would connect the same thing with when my father died. There was this one night in that interval between the day of his death and the ninth night. There was one night when I couldn't sleep, and perhaps this was all imagination, but my mother had hung up his clothes in a corner of the house, in the room. We all slept in one big room, you know, where we were all sleeping, and this was when I was married already. I couldn't sleep. We always had a light burning. So I was restless and I kept tossing and turning and looking around. And I saw this shadow on the wall. And it seemed to be following the walls and going towards the corner where my father's clothes were hanging. And when it reached there, clothes started moving without any wind, and then it disappeared. And after that, I went asleep. Like, so it could probably have been my father, but my father was a very quiet man. He wouldn't scare the wits out of anybody, you know. So, but that's the only experience I have had with dead people, you know, coming back. If it was him that came back.
I've heard that people, you know, people have said that too. Similar things have happened to them when people die. They hear, you know, or they see something, or something happens. Like one woman was telling me that her father, or her brother, or one of her children, I think it was her brother, he had a car, and he died when he was about 20 or something like that.
Died in a car?
No, he didn't die in the car. He died from some other cause, but sometime soon after he died, that car was sitting out in the garage, and I heard it honking, and there was nobody in it.
Oh.
Honk, honk, honk. Yeah, really, I'm not a skeptic, let's say that, you know. I don't say that these things don't happen, you know.
No, I don't say that.
I don't go around. Yeah, I just figure, you know,
yes,
there are plenty of things we don't understand in this world.
That brings to mind my oldest daughter. She was about 4. I guess, yeah, about 4 years old, I think. And my brother, they're about the same age, my oldest daughter and one of my brothers. At the time when I'm still speaking about the time when my father was dead. They used to all, kids, you know, sleep together on one big bed. And they used to say, oh, I don't want to sleep next to the wall. So why? Oh, but my grandpa step on me. What do you mean? Oh, grandpa come walking nighttime. He walk along the wall. You know, we just thought it was blabbering of children, you know. Then again, one day we were going to the, we were at the graveyard. We used to go steady clean his grave, you know, because the memory was still fresh, you know. My youngest brother, he was about 2, as old as the father of my 4 now. The minute we stepped in the graveyard, he says, look, there's Daddy. Where? Standing over there, and he pointed right next to where, you know, his grave was. Now, unless that was just a vivid imagination of a child, you know. And sometimes it doesn't, they don't, they don't show themselves to adult people. But children are innocent, you know. And I think that's why most times children will see spirits. Because, I don't know, they probably aren't afraid. They're just curious. Is it real or is
children
it not?
Children haven't blocked their minds out, mm-hmm. See. Yeah. Like an adult, you know, part of becoming an adult is knowing your mind, a child.
It isn't so.
The child mm-hmm. is wide open. Mm-hmm. All the senses, you know, even the extra senses mm-hmm. that we don't know about.
So
child has all that. Yeah, that's really interesting. How old was the child that saw the father?
My father's name?
That was your
about
brother's.
2 years old. He was about 2 years old at the time.
That was your
my youngest brother.
Youngest
he's
brother.
Still alive now. He's living up there too.
Did he ever talk about that?
No.
Does he remember?
No, I don't think so. But Mom, you know,
she remembers.
She remembers.
Did she ever see him?
Ma, I don't know, she doesn't say, you know, but I pass these as dreams, you know. Every so often I see my father in dreams.
Mm-hmm. Now is it the same, is it something that happened to you before that you remember happening before, or is it something brand new? I mean, is it like...
No, I just see him. Dressed in a homemade kimono. Made out of rice bags at the time. And just standing there with a half smile on his face and watching us kids play. You know? I wasn't too familiar with my father. You see, my father...
He must have died when you were really young, yeah?
Who?
Your father.
My father died when he was 44.
And how old
I'm
were you?
4 years older now than he was when he...
How old were you when he died?
19.
Oh.
I just turned 19. I already had 2. 3 children.
Oh.
You see, my father left the Philippine Islands in the later part of 1924. My mother was pregnant with me. I was born in March of the following year.
You were born here?
I was born in the Philippine Islands.
But
and
then
I was,
you came over very soon after.
I was 6 years old when I came here. And then, of course, I got married young. And by the time I came back, oh, come on, don't let it break your head. By the time I came back, oh.
What's your son?
My son-in-law.
Hmm.
I'd already had my three kids, like I said, and then he died. And I just, you see, we had, I'd gotten married, and then we had moved to Kaloa, like I said. Then when my son was 2 years old, year and a half. Well, anyway, we hadn't been back home here a month before he died. He came back in February, and he died on my birthday.
Mm.
So, just turned 19 midnight, and he kicked off about 5 minutes after 12.
How did he die? What did he die?
Internal pneumonia. He must have been feeling ill.
He didn't realize that he was that sick, can he?
Probably not, because he kept working and he refused to go to a doctor.
Okay.
So.
Must have hit everybody very hard.
Well, all I know is that my mom had a baby of 3 months. She was born in December. And my father died in March. Yeah. I had to take over raising my sister alongside with my kids. And then, of course, several years after that, I'm married again. They didn't have any children though with this, except for one which was born premature.
You were married twice?
No, Ma.
Oh, your mom?
Yeah. I got married in 1940 and I've been married to the same man since then.
Oh, yeah. I thought that, you know, it's like that before. I just misunderstood. I want to change the subject just for well, you know, what do you think about talking pigeon? What do you think about the kids talk pigeon? I listen to you and you speak a very, very nice standard English, and I think it's partly, you know, I think about, well, you've gone to school for 4 years, so you must have learned your standard English someplace, you know, other than school, which of course is really the only place anybody ever learns anything. You don't really learn language in school unless you associate with the people there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the people that you talk with before you learn. But, you know, what are your feelings about pidgin? Have you tried not to talk pidgin in your life?
Once upon a time, pidgin was taboo, you know, in American schools. You couldn't
here
talk pidgin, yes.
I know that.
And, well, in the schools you talk straight English. When you go home, you talk pidgin English. Because you can't help it, you know.
Why should you help it? That's the language. That's your, like, pidgin is the modern Hawaiian language. And, you know, everyone that has been born and raised in Hawaii is a modern Hawaiian, yeah?
Mm.
I mean, I'm not talking about the people whose ancestors lived here long before anybody else.
Mm.
Everybody. My wife is a Hawaiian, you're a Hawaiian. Even though you were born here, you lived here since you were a small child. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, even at the time, you know, you couldn't help but speak pidgin English because the olden people, they couldn't understand. You'd have to talk in such a way that they would understand what you were trying to tell them. So you'd have a mixture of Filipino and English, or Japanese and English, or, you know, all that stuff. I can talk pidgin English too if I, you know, always do that, sometimes with even with my grandchildren.
Well, I noticed that when you would court your grandchildren, you'd change the way you talk.
Like how?
Well, you talk more like a pidgin variety of English than you are talking to me. You and I are talking together in pretty much standard English.
Mm.
Yeah. And then, now I can switch. I can talk pidgin.
Mm.
Yesterday when I was talking to that old man in Kealia, I was talking pidgin, and the younger man said after a while, "You don't sound like one Haole." Like one local boy.
Yeah,
how long you stay here? You know, I said, "Well, how long do you think?" He said, "Oh, maybe 22 years." I said, "Nah, 5 years."
It's long enough to learn.
Well, yeah. If you are talking a lot with people, and if you're trying to learn, okay. A lot of guys come and they just talk the way they always talk. And that's cool. As long as they don't act up. Yeah.
Yeah. But my son-in-law is a Haole, one of my sons-in-law. He tries to talk pidgin, you know. The real pidgin.
Mm.
He's got a heart. And then to these locals, by that I mean Hawaiians and Filipinos, and they hear a Haole talking pidgin, you know. They get angry sometimes. They say, "What does he think of us? He think we don't understand English or what?" You know.
You know, I felt that when I came in because I started, and I was talking, sort of pidgin. I never know exactly how to start with people because, you know, if you start with standard English, you may upset a person that can't really shift to standard English.
Yeah.
But if you start with pidgin, you may upset a person that can and wants you to know it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and so I just shifted back. But it's a matter of getting to know a person, you know, and relaxing. Mm-hmm. Somebody coming, yeah?
I don't know. Dog seems to be making noise, a lot of noise over nothing.
No, somebody coming.
Oh, my sister-in-law. Come in, dear. No wonder our dog was making so much noise.
Yeah, I scared him. I woke him up.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he looked out and he saw the dog.
Jay, meet Bill Pete.
Hi. Nice to meet you. Yeah, so there are different kinds of pidgin, though, yeah?
Yeah, like I say, there's Filipino pidgin.
How about difference in age, too? Like, the old people will talk a different way than the kids talk in school now today, yeah? Or do you see a difference?
I think so. Because the older people have their own pidgin, and the younger children have their own pidgin. You know? But there is a standard pidgin where everybody can understand.
Yeah. There's some little differences, like people on, I don't know whether you, I've noticed that people from Waimea side sometimes say, instead of us guys bingo over there, or us guys wingo over there, they say us guys hago over there.
Hago.
Yeah. You heard that?
I hear that with the kids.
Do they say that up here? You know,
yes, they do. They do.
Does that mean the same as wingo? Hago?
I think so.
So it's just a matter of a dialect, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Dialect.
I don't know why they always say when, go.
Yeah.
It's like your brother folks, they had your brother-in-law folks, when they used to go hunting, they used to say, "Well, you go first, I come ahead." You know? But
that means I'm going to come too, eh?
Yeah. but you go first, I come ahead. And then you go, stay, go. Bye-bye, come, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You go, stay, go.
You go, stay, go.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Well, he's trying, the other person is trying to tell the first one to go ahead.
Yeah. But I mean, how would you translate go, stay, go?
Mm-hmm.
You go, stay, go.
You go, stay, go. It means keep on going, eh?
Keep on going.
Yeah.
You go and keep on going.
Stay means to
stay,
do.
Stay means to
to
continue.
Keep on doing.
Yeah. Continue, yeah.
Yeah.
Our continuation.
Yeah, stay walking means you're walking, that's all.
Yeah, yeah. Stay walk.
Yeah. Stay.
Yeah, stay walk over there.
Like we say, stay would be to stay,
mm-hmm.
sit or something, you know. But because they're doing it, they stay doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, there's logic to it, you know. It's just a generalization, like in like the Holy English or Main English, whatever. You say, I think I know, I'm trying to figure out where when go came from. Well, you can say I went and ate over there yesterday, or I went and picked up the phone.
When go.
I went and pick up the phone, but I went and went, you know, the is just so short, you know, it just drops out. I went and pick up the phone.
So they don't have
I don't know whether that's where it comes from, but
they don't have the T.
Because the old folks, though, they used to say bingo, yeah?
Bing. I bingo. Or I been stay go.
How about you? Which do you use when you're talking? Do you know?
Can you
it depends.
Uh-huh.
It just comes natural, you know,
yeah.
Who you like, who you talk to.
Like, if you talk to your mother, okay, would you say?
Well, if I talk to my mother, I would talk to her in Ilocano.
Of course.
Because.
How about an older Japanese lady or an older Hawaiian lady? Does it make, like, would that be the difference there?
Yeah, maybe no. See? Maybe no. That's the way it is.
You know, shame already.
Yeah.
I don't know. We can't completely relax because, I don't know.
Maybe no.
You don't know me that well. But for me, part of being friendly with people is to let them relax with me enough to talk easy, yeah? And not let them. Because it's part of being accepted as someone who is at least part Hawaiian in his feelings.
Did you get to see Mr. Dios, like you said?
Yes.
Or today?
Yeah, I got to talk with him tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
But I did talk with him already at the store.
Mm-mm.
He's quite a guy. Do you know him?
Mr. Simeon Diaz?
I guess so.
Why shouldn't I know him? He's been here before, even before I ever was. His wife was a school teacher, Mrs. Diaz, until she retired, I think, retirement age, or was it disability?
I think she was sick.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Typical.
So did you have her as a teacher in seventh grade?
No.
No. Someone else.
My children and my brothers and sisters had her.
Hmm. They're Hawaiian, yeah?
I don't know if they're pure Hawaiian, but they. You mean the Diaz? Yeah, I'm not sure what kind of mixture they have, but I'm pretty sure they're not pure Hawaiian. No, they have some other.
Sandy was the one said something about they were part Portuguese.
Portuguese could be.
Well, Diaz, yeah, that could be the Portuguese.
Yeah, since Diaz. Huh? Could be.
I was thinking could be either Filipino or Portuguese.
Well, the Filipinos have Diaz too.
Yeah. the name is really hard to tell.
Yeah.
In California, everybody with that type of name is a Mexican.
Yeah.
Over here, they could be anything.
Well, the Spanish names, the Spanish language is really spread around the world.
Gee, once upon a time, the Gamas were exclusive on this island. There were no other Gamas. Now there's, well, children beget children, and cousins do come in, and all that. So.
Well, I tell you, I think the day we're going, and you probably have a lot of things that you want to get to. Yeah. There's just one more thing that I'd like to ask you to do. We ask everybody that does this to read this thing out loud. It's a
read.
Yeah, reading sample thing. Just sort of glance through this kind of cute little story on her. Goes, oh, she's from here, as a matter of fact, Carol Odo from Kapaa.
Carol Odo?
Hmm.
She was. Was she married to? No.
She was married to a Holly guy in Maui for about a year, and then she.
Cliff Arquette.
Yeah.
I know him.
You know
him. I know her too. I met her. Mm-hmm. Just to read this one here?
Yeah.
Last year, my cousin Ella came to Honolulu from Maui. We put her up in the guest room since she didn't have any other place to stay. In fact, we treated her real well. It wasn't bad the first 3 weeks, but after that, we started getting nervous. She slept till 11:30 in the morning, and took over the bathroom for a whole hour. She never straightened out her room. It was a mess. Lend a hand sometime, I said to her the other day. Okay, I'm not going to bother you folks after next month, she said. I'm going to find one other place. Another month, I thought. It had better be sooner than that. The next day, she got a letter from her estranged boyfriend in Maui. I miss you, he said in the letter. You better come home quick, sweetheart. The next day, she went straight home. That's cute. You mean this is her? About her?
No, it's just her. Carol's really a character. She's a great person.
Oh, yeah, you know.
We've been friends going through school together over at the university. Mm-hmm. Now we're sort of working together on this project. She's actually working on this. She was over here. She did a couple of interviews in Kapaa.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. About five. Staying with the folks for Christmas, I think.
They had a farm here, you know, closer to...
Out here, this side. Really?
Kalihivai? Kalikai? I don't know if he still... The father still farms.
He does, I think. Oh, yeah. He works hard. She says... I asked her the other day if we should give them a call, and she sort of hesitated and said, well, they work pretty hard, but maybe we should call them up.
Mm.
Now, like I was telling you, we got a dinner set up over at Ruben's. Got to go to the uncle's house tonight.
No, good.
I don't know. I'd like to meet Carol's parents, but they are busy. They are working.
Yeah, because when she and Cliff...